This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korea gave few details about its Saturday afternoon test, which occurred at a satellite launch facility. It's the same site where the North last week conducted what analysts say was a rocket engine test. North Korea appears to be preparing for a test of a long-range missile or satellite launch vehicle, both of which would likely use ballistic missile technology. North Korea has given the U.S. until the end of the year to drop what it says is its hostile policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the North Korean deadline. He's also slowly ramped up rhetoric against the North, recently referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
In New Zealand, police divers are searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the search will continue.
So we know that time is of the essence, but the reality is for the time being we've recovered the six obvious bodies, but we've got more work to do. We've got two more and we're actually determined to get them back.
Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams on Tuesday, the day after the eruption. The location of the other body is not known. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson traveled to the northern part of the country Saturday to thank voters for backing his Conservative Party.
All of you for the trust that you have placed in us, in the Conservative Party, and in me. And I know how difficult it was, and it can be, to make that kind of decision.
Johnson won a majority of 80 seats, his party's biggest election win in 30 years. For more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A court in Sudan convicted former President Omar al-Bashir of money laundering and corruption on Saturday, sentencing him to 2 years in a rehabilitation facility. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
This is the first verdict in a series of legal proceedings against al-Bashir, who was also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide linked to the Darfur conflict in the 2000s. The verdict came a year after Sudanese protesters first began their revolt against al-Bashir's authoritarian rule. During his 3 decades in power, Sudan landed on the U.S. list for sponsoring terrorism, and the country's economy has been battered by years of mismanagement and American sanctions. Al-Bashir has been in custody since April, when Sudan's military stepped in and removed him from power after months of nationwide protest. The uprisings eventually forced the military into a power-sharing agreement with civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Congolese city at the center of the Ebola epidemic has again come under attack from rebels, leaving at least 6 people dead. The United States and China have reached agreement on phase one of a trade deal. VOA Steve Herman has more.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hear President Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that also could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president sued to stop banks and accounting firms from complying with subpoenas for his records from 3 committees in the House and Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. Vance wants 8 years of tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation of the president. Arguments will take place in March, with decisions expected in June, as Donald Trump is campaigning for a second term. In 3 separate cases, the president has so far lost at every step, but the records have not been turned over, pending a final court ruling. A decision is up to a Supreme Court with 2 Trump appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban infiltrators have killed at least 25 government security forces in the eastern province of Ghazni. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.